as you can see from the title of today's message, we'll be talking about the secret of God's provision. Now, before I begin, I'll give you a brief background on this message for any of you who may be curious to know why I chose this topic. Some of you may know that I have an interest in resilience, sustainability, innovation, and diversity. It has been developing and growing in the past few years, especially since we moved down here, actually, and stems from a desire I have to prepare God's people to do what He has called them to do wherever and whatever that may be. I would love to help God's people be resilient in tough times, sustainable in dry times, innovative in dull times, and diverse in uniform times. I would love to help God's people to be self-sufficient and independent as they rely completely on Him for their provision at all times. Now, I'm not in a graduate program or a theological seminary, but I have been pursuing this on my own time, my own resources, and my own prayers. I suppose you could say it's a true independent study. And while I don't know how I can prepare each one of you to do what God has called you to do, that only you can do, I do know this. I can offer you a different perspective. There's a quote that I really like from a book I read called The Difference by Scott Page. It says, "Different perspectives create different landscapes, and different landscapes have different peaks. Different peaks prevent people from getting stuck at the same point." It is my hope today that by giving you a different perspective on this topic of God's provision, I can help you become unstuck from wherever you are in your life and help you to move forward with God. I pray that God will use my perspective to speak to your heart and mind, to strengthen you, encourage you, and build you up in ways only God can. With that, let's start. What is the beginning of God's provision? Our first point is this. Stay in God's will. Commit yourself 100%. In 1 Thessalonians 5, 16 through 17, we read, "Rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." So what does it mean to stay in God's will? First, we rejoice. Or in other words, no negativity. This is God's way of saying, be positive. It is the first prerequisite that we have in this passage, and I think it may be the first because it determines the attitude that we'll have for the rest of our situation. We can either start off negative or positive. And God says, choose positive. Then we pray. When we pray, it means we won't be lonely because we're talking with God. We won't be worried because we're giving Him all of our concerns. And we won't be disconnected because we'll be talking with God just like we talk with each other using our phones. And lastly, we give thanks. Giving thanks means no complaining, no accusing, no excuses, and no self-pity. It means that we don't look at our lack or all the things that we don't have. It means we thank God for what we do have and what we see that He has given us already. It means that we make a conscious decision to trust God in any and every situation and acknowledge that He is in control and knows what He is doing. It means that we believe in Romans 8:28 that says, "And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose." Now, how often or how long do we do this for? Always? Continually? and in all circumstances. Basically, all the time and forever. We keep going and we don't stop. It's God's will that we stay in this state. Another way of thinking about it is staying on God's frequency. You can think about the radio or ham radio, or even live streaming something online. Personally, I've noticed that when I listen to the classical music station for here in Manahawkin, I lose the connection for it the more north I go when I'm driving to meet friends. And when I'm listening to the Christian radio station up north and driving down south, the same thing happens. I start losing the connection. I hear more and more static until it gets so bad I need to change the station or pop in a CD. Why does that happen? Because the connection only goes so far before we lose it. If you want to have the right sort of communication with God, stay tuned in to the frequency of rejoicing, praying, and giving thanks. It's how we stay connected with Him. It should also be noted that this means we don't stop for any reason. It doesn't matter how bad our circumstances become, because, as you know, sometimes we tend to stop rejoicing, praying, and thanking when things get tough. It doesn't matter how good our circumstances become either, because sometimes we forget. We forget to rejoice, pray, and thank when everything goes smoothly. And it doesn't matter how confusing things get either, because sometimes we think we can only rejoice, pray, and thank when we understand everything that we're going through. It really doesn't matter what's going on. No matter what, we rejoice, we pray, and we thank. And then we know that no matter the circumstance, if we're doing these three things, we're in the will of God, guaranteed. So how can we do this? Well, one thing that I've found is it helps me to find things that give me joy. And that is something I will give to you as my little advice. Find things that give you joy. Little things or big things, both would be best. Different and varied things, just in case one doesn't show up or happen or it gets cut off in a circumstance. You may need to be very deliberate and proactive in finding these things. Why joy? Because it's a good avenue to start rejoicing, praying, and giving thanks. This is how I see it. If something or someone gives you joy, you can rejoice over them, you can talk to God about them, and you can give thanks to Him for them. And it is joy that gives us strength because the joy of the Lord is our strength. It is joy that helps us have strength to go through any and all rough seasons. And that leads us to our second point. God will meet your needs 100%. We read in Philippians 4:19, "And my God will meet all your needs according to the riches of His glory in Christ Jesus." God is not a liar. If He says He's going to meet all our needs, He will meet all of them. Not some, not most, but all. If we believe God and what He says to us, that means we should live according to what is coming. Here's an example. If someone says they'll give you a gift, you don't go around crying or griping about how you don't have it. You go around in expectation and eagerness. The gift is coming. It's coming. In some cases, you study up on what it is. You Google it, at least in my case, I Google it, or you see how much you can learn about it beforehand. The whole point is, if we know we're going to get the provision, we should change our attitude to one of eagerness, thankfulness, and anticipation. So Matthew 6:33 says, "But seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." You can be sure that if you're focusing on doing the first things first, which is pursuing a relationship with Jesus Christ as your number one, your all in all, then God will do his part to back you up. He will provide you with all you need to be who you need to be, who he has created you to be, and to do what he has created you to do. Now, when we set our priorities straight and put God first, everything else in our lives will fall into place, and God will be our Jehovah Jireh. God will provide. Also, here's the secret. God's provision always comes through Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is coming up, people. It is definitely coming. So, do you remember when Jesus fed 5,000 people with the 2 fish and the 5 loaves? Yes? No? We do. Okay. you can see it in the Gospel of John. The pattern is there first. The fish and the bread multiplied after Jesus gave thanks to God for it. Jesus gave thanks, and then the miracle happened. The provision came. In the same way, we should thank God for what we do have as we present it to him. One thing we tend to miss when we talk about God's provision is this. What will you do when God's provision comes? Because it will come. God will provide and will provide abundantly. And if you're not looking for it or ready for it, usually it's because we're complaining or grumbling about how we don't have it. If you're doing that, you won't be able to handle it when it comes, and you'll waste it. You might miss it completely. So it's in faith that we prepare ourselves for God's provision before it comes. We pave the way for God's provision through Thanksgiving. And that leads us to our last point. God will strengthen your totally committed, all-in, sold-out heart 100%, because he sees you. God doesn't expect us to do this all on our own strength. He will give us the strength to do his will and to rejoice, pray, and give thanks while we do. 2 Chronicles 16:9 says, "For the eyes of the Lord range throughout the earth to strengthen those whose hearts are fully committed to him." Notice how it starts with the eyes of the Lord, ranging throughout the earth. God is looking for people who are completely sold out for him, who will give him their all. God sees, takes pride in, and honors those who give their hearts completely to him. And God sees you. He knows your heart. He knows where you're at and what you're going through. The question is not, does God see me, but what will I do since God sees me? It's our choice. It starts with us, our heart, 100% commitment. How do we do that? The answer is in our scripture reading. If we rejoice always, pray continually, and give thanks in all circumstances, we are in God's will for us in Christ Jesus. Then our God will meet all our needs according to the riches of his glory in Christ Jesus. For the eyes of the Lord range throughout the earth to strengthen those whose hearts are fully committed to him. It's a loop that keeps going once you're in. And if ever you fall out of it, you can go back in again. It doesn't matter how long you've been out of it, minutes, days, weeks, even years. God doesn't care how long you've been out. He cares that you come back in. Just start rejoicing again. Start praying again. Start giving thanks again. Then you'll be on the right track. And God will be there to pick up from where you left and back you up all over again. And the clarity will come. The strength will come. The joy and the love and the hope will come. The courage, faith, and peace will come. The direction and guidance and protection will come. God promises it. It's a part of his provision and a part of his promise. Will it be what we are expecting, Not necessarily, but if we stay open to God's infinitely varied and wonderful ways of working the miraculous into our lives, we'll see it. God's creative solution and provision for you and me will be different every time. There's a beauty to be seen in that right there. So as a quick review, the three main points of today's message were, 1, stay in God's will. Commit yourself 100%. 2, God will meet your needs 100%. And 3, God will strengthen your totally committed, all-in, sold-out heart 100% because he sees you. And remember the secret. God's provision always comes through thanksgiving. It is through thanksgiving that we open the door to our impossible circumstance, to God's provision. What is your impossible situation today? It is through thanksgiving that you will find a way to open that situation and pass through. Only you can do the thanksgiving. Others can't do it for you. Until you can give thanks to God, you cannot and will not go further. But once you do, you can be sure that God will provide all you need, and he will strengthen you for whatever you need to do or say. I pray God will help you to unlock your impossible situation and open the door of his possibilities for you. Thanksgiving is the secret to God's provision. Thanksgiving is the key. Let's pray. Dear Lord, we thank you for this time that we can come together as the body of Christ. It's one of the few times we can collectively rejoice and pray and give thanks to you, and it is something special. Today, we come to you with all our hearts, with all of our joys, all of our concerns, and all of our praises. And we especially come to you with all of our impossible circumstances. For every situation that we see no end or good solution to, for all the things that we have almost given up on, and all the matters that we have kept locked up in the backs of our hearts and minds. With all our burdens and all our hopes and all of our wishes too, we come to you and we choose to rejoice, pray, and give thanks despite these impossible situations. You have promised to provide for all our needs through Jesus Christ, and that is what we ask you for. We thank you for seeing us, and we ask you to strengthen our hearts, which we fully commit to you. Help us to open our impossible circumstance with thanksgiving and show us your personal, specific, and tailor-made provision for each one of us every day. And though we may not be able to see your provision for us yet, we choose to believe that it is on the way, and we thank you for it in advance and make room for it in our lives now. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.